smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, another wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great time it is to gather with the people of God. I had a good attendance in spite of the weather, and God met with us, and decisions were made for Christ, and just a great spirit all day long in the services. And I hope it was that way where you were, that you had a blessed Sunday, you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and most of all, that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed on the Lord's Day. Now we got three Sundays in here in the month of, well, actually two Sundays, I guess, just 7th and the 14th. So we got two Sundays down and 50 more to go. And I hope you've hit them both and you're off to a good start here in 2024. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Psalm 130 today. Psalm 130. Just eight verses here where the Bible says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." Psalm 130. You ever made excuses? Seems like people are often so full of excuses for their wrongdoing or their sin. It's difficult to get anyone to admit their error, admit their wrong, and humble themselves before the Lord. It started back with Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And as the saying goes, the serpent didn't have a leg to stand on. But listen, we live in a day when everyone's to blame somebody else for the wrongdoing. It's my parents' fault that I'm the way I am. Or I was raised on the wrong side of the tracks. Or I was raised on the wrong side of town where people didn't know any better. Or one fellow said, "The reason I drag race is because of my older brother." Or, "I failed in this class because my sister wouldn't help me." Listen, we're all guilty of wrongdoing, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we ought not to blame other people for our sins. That's our own sinful pride that keeps us from humbling ourselves and admitting and acknowledging before God that we're guilty. Too often, we're like the Pharisee who smote himself wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven. He just simply says that, "I thank you, Lord, I'm not like other men. They're robbers and evildoers and adulterers and not me." Well, that's kind of how people are. But let me ask you a question. How's your record? A record of good versus a record of wrong or sin? Well, most of us, though we think we do more good than bad, most of us wouldn't want to look at that record, because most of us would have more sins than we would good. And so we need forgiveness. And this path to forgiveness is given to us in Psalm 130. Oh, I'm so glad God forgives sin. And I'm so glad God can clear the record. Notice in verses 1 through 4, we cry and the Lord forgives. We cry and the Lord forgives. You know it's good to cry? Someone said, I think it was Good Housekeeping, did a survey that said that the average times per month that a woman cries is 5, and the average time a man cries a month is 1. I'm not sure if I believe that or not, but that's what it said. So they're saying women will cry 5 times more often than men. But what is true is all of them believe that crying made them feel better. Now, why do people cry? Well, here's the reasons ranked in order. Sadness, happiness, anger, sympathy, anxiety, and fear. So we all cry in life for one reason or another. But one thing that ought to make all of us cry, and that is our sin. Our own sin. But we have to see ourselves as sinners. There was a lady one time in a church who defended her own attitudes by saying these words, "Well, that's just the way I am." And so she had the attitude of, "Love me or leave me," are like me or don't like me, but don't bother me. That's not the way a Christian ought to be. We need to be broken over our sin. And if we're never broken over our sin and weep over our sin against God, we'll never look to Him and ask Him for mercy and forgiveness. We'll never get right with God. We all have to go down in order to go up with God. A Sunday school teacher once asked her class what was meant by the word repentance. A little boy put his hand up and said, "It's being sorry for your sin." But then a little girl raised her hand and said, "Teacher, it's being sorry enough to quit." Genuine repentance is being sorry enough, broken enough, to do something about it. When we're broken and we cry out to the Lord, He is quick to forgive. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we're willing to confess, it's because we've been broken over our sin, maybe even wept over our sin. But when we confess those, God forgives our sin and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So we cry and He forgives. We wait and He gives hope. Verses 5 and 6, "I will wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say more than they that watch for the morning. Waiting. What? Preacher. Yeah, patiently waiting. Somebody wrote the words waiting. Yes, patiently waiting till next steps be made plain to me. To hear with the inner hearing the voice that will call for me. Waiting. Yes, quietly waiting. No need for anxious dread. Shall He not assuredly guide me, who giveth me daily bread? Waiting, yes, hopefully waiting, with hope that need not grow dim. The Master is pledged to guide me, and my eyes are unto Him. Waiting, yes, expectantly waiting. Perhaps it may be today. The Master will quickly open the gate to my future way. Waiting, yes, trustfully waiting. I know, though I've waited long, that while He withholds His purpose, His waiting cannot be wrong. Waiting, yes, waiting, still waiting. The Master will not be late. He knoweth that I am waiting for Him to unlatch the gate. Now, I know waiting is not our best attribute, but the Bible over and over again tells us to master that attribute of waiting on God. A 79-year-old preacher once wrote, "Few of us like to wait. And I must admit, I may be one of the worst. If I have a 10 o'clock appointment, I expect the person or people involved to be ready at 10 o'clock. Even waiting for a traffic light to change can frustrate me a bit if it seems longer than usual. And I don't like to wait for 20 or 30 minutes before being seated at a restaurant. Instead, I'll try to find one where seating is immediate. I think I might be somewhat more patient than I used to be, but I would still rather be on time, begin on time, meet people on time, and I'll probably never get over wishing doctors would see their patients on time," end quote. But listen, there's one doctor who we all have to wait on, and that's the great physician. That's God Himself. Dr. Arthur Pearson once told of being alone in the study of a great man of faith and achievement, George Mueller. Thinking it would be a good time to look at a great man's Bible, he opened it, was thumbing through its pages when he came to a verse in Psalms where it read, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And in the margin by that verse, Mueller had made a notation. It said, "And the stops too. The stops of a good man are ordered by the Lord." So God says sometimes He wants us to just stop and wait on Him. And so He does. We wait on the Lord and we wait in hope. We cry, forgives, we wait, and He gives hope. And then verses 7 and 8, we believe, and the Lord redeems. Tom carried his new boat to the edge of the river. He carefully placed it in the water and slowly let out the string. Oh, how smoothly the boat sailed. Tom sat in the warm sunshine admiring the little boat he'd built, when suddenly a strong current caught the boat. Tom tried to pull it back to shore, but his string broke, and the little boat raced downstream. He ran along the sandy shore as fast as he could, but his little boat soon slipped out of sight. All afternoon, he searched for that boat. Finally, it was too dark, and he couldn't keep looking, so he sadly went home. A few days later, on the way home from school, he spotted a boat just like his in the store window. he got closer and he wanted to get a closer look, and sure enough, it's his. He hurried inside to the store manager. Sir, that's my boat near your window. I made it. I'm sorry, son, but someone else brought that in this morning. If you want it, you'll have to buy it for a dollar. Tom ran home and counted all his money. Exactly $1. When he reached the store, he rushed to the counter. Here's the money for the boat. And as he left the store, he was hugging his boat and said, now you're twice mine. First I made you, and now I bought you. And so it is with God and with us. God says to you and me, you're twice mine. I made you, and now I bought you. You see, God made us in our mother's womb. He then bought us with the death of his son. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, for as much as ye know, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Redeemed, bought, paid for, purchased with the blood of Jesus when he died on the cross for my sin. And God redeems us from all our sins through Jesus Christ. How big is your list of sins? It doesn't make any difference. How large is the list or the record of your sins? It does not matter. We trust God. We believe him. We obey his word. We receive Christ, and he redeems us from all of our sins. He cleanses us from all our sins. And then he makes the promise in Hebrews 8, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. I'm counting on that. Are you counting on that? Are you counting on Christ? I've put my trust in him and his sacrifice on the cross rather than my own deeds. I trust him far more than I trust me. And I believe what God's word says when it says I can't redeem myself and you can't redeem yourself. I can only be redeemed through Christ and what he's done for me. We overcome sin the same way Christ, through him. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Thank God for a redeemer. Thank God for his blood. Thank God for a clear record. Sin's always been the big problem in life, and there's only one hope to clear the record, and that's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In him you'll find forgiveness, redemption, and daily victory. It's all about Jesus. Our salvation and strength are in him alone. What a great psalm. Psalm 130. We cry and he forgives. We wait and he gives hope. We believe and the Lord redeems. If you've never believed on him, I trust you'd put your faith in Jesus Christ today. Well, have a great Monday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny skies.